From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guests this week are comedians Aliyeta and Coral Best. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And they'll be making people crack up during the Invisible Disabilities Comedy Show at the Punchline in San Francisco on Tuesday, March 17th. But right now, we're going to hear their recommendations for three arts events happening in the Bay this weekend. Your first pick is about last night at the Makeout Room in San Francisco at 7 p.m. And this monthly one-night stand is about people's one-night stands and their awkward hookups. And you'll hear stories from all sorts of people, from artists to poets to young professionals, older folks, actors, just plain everyday people talking about that awkward, interesting sexual moment. Have you been, Aliyeta?
I actually have, a couple months ago, and it was just 2 hours of solid laughter. They also have a musician that improvises songs in between every performer and writes a song about their set. And I also, you know, I have a family member who is on that show regularly and is on that show this coming Friday. And I can't say enough good things about it. It's so funny. I mean, it's awkward, but it's good. It's a good awkward. It's very enjoyable. I highly recommend it.
And Coral, have you been a part of this at all or done something similar? Because Coral keeps it real.
I keep it so real. Like, you should find me on social media and see for yourself, honestly. So I've done a storytelling show before that was called, like, Stories About Sex. So it wasn't necessarily one night stands, but I challenged myself to really only talk about sex. So I did, like, a solid 15 minutes of just, like, a bunch of sex jokes, and all of them true, of course. I'll tell you something. I don't get on stage to lie to people, okay? Everything you hear coming out of my mouth happened, and honestly, I'm just as disappointed as you are.
And that's how we're kicking off the weekend. That's about last night at the Makeout Room in San Francisco on Friday, starting at 7 p.m. Your next pick is South First Friday's Art Walk in San Jose. Enjoy the evening in downtown, taking in art galleries, museums, independent businesses featuring really unique art, and catch some special performances. And all of the Art Walk venues are free, and there's a whole lot going on, a whole lot to see, samba, jazz, opera, video installations, clothing designs. The work is multicultural and international. I'm glad you made this pick, because I don't think we talk enough about art in San Jose, Coral.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I did my first two were comedy recommendations, and then I was thinking art is what's needed. First Fridays, especially for someone on a budget like a comedian, First Fridays is the bomb. You get to go out on a Friday night. You don't have to spend money unless you're going into a venue and buying drinks and food. You see a ton of things. And honestly, San Jose is a pretty tight-knit community. Yeah. We are a big city, but we know each other, especially the artists. So we all get to see each other. We get to see people sing, people dance, people's paintings, and it's a fabulous event for anyone that wants to come mingle and explore different exhibitions. It's great.
And downtown San Jose is so pretty, too. Yeah,
I love it, nice. But I could be biased, so.
No, you're not. I'm not from San Jose, and I like downtown San Jose.
It's nice.
Make sure you go to South First Friday's Art Walk in downtown San Jose, and the fun begins at 7 p.m. and ends at 11 p.m. All right, and we're ending on a dramatic note with the Taya Novaya Variety Show at Luna's Cafe in Sacramento. This is a stand-up and improv show, but with a soap opera style. Mm-hmm. And the improv comes from audience suggestions. Jesse Rivera and Emily Penderson are producers. The headliner is Johnny Taylor. I might have to take Amtrak to Sac for this. Please tell me you've been, and
oh,
it's hilarious.
Of course. It's so good.
I know it
so
has to be.
Emily and Jesse are my good friends. They're also part of the ID family, the Invisible Disabilities family.
Okay.
So they perform on our shows quite a bit. It's very creatively produced. So what they do is they do an improv show that is, they act out a soap opera, mm-hmm, from the suggestions, but it's dubbed. So the actors on the stage are just puppeteering while the verbal part comes from comedians on the sides of the microphone, on the microphone. So they're trying to lip sync, and then they switch, they all rotate. So they all take turns being on the microphone and then performing on the stage. So it tries to mimic that like dubbed Spanish soap opera, you know, that's what it's called, telenovela.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so creative and clever. And then they also have stand-up comedians too. So it's like a nice little variety show. And it's at our beloved Luna's Cafe in Sacramento.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I love improv.
Yeah.
So, no, that's why I might have to take the train there. That's telenovela variety show at Luna's Cafe in Sacramento. The laughter and drama starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $10. I've been speaking with comedians Aliyeda and Coral Best. Get your laugh on with them during the Invisible Disabilities Comedy Show at the Punchline in San Francisco on Tuesday, March 17th. To learn more about any of the events you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And the Sights and Sounds podcast is back, so subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tarek Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.